That was Move Your Body Elevation by Expansions, the Crystal Clear Remix. All right, so next up is a tiny, tiny, tiny project that was done by Delano Smith and an artist named Lawrence Hall, both out of Detroit. Delano Smith, a fixture on the house music scene, doing Detroit house since the 90s. Still going strong. Lawrence Hall, I had not heard of before this was recommended to me by Spotify. This is their Smith and Hall project. They released the fifth record on Mixed Mode Recordings, a label put out by Delano Smith. And as far as I can tell, this is the only EP they ever released. There was another single that they did that's listed on Discogs. Called Love's Call. That was in 2009. That was the sixth release on Mixed Mode. This is just... there's no other record that I know that's like it in terms of just its format, the style differences between the three tracks, and that's the other bit, is that it's only three tracks long. There's so much variety in it. At any rate, this is the third track. This is Power in Unity by Smith and Hall.
There is power
So that was Power in Unity by Smith and Hall. And so Discog says that the Hall is Lawrence Hall. Spotify says it's Derwin Hall. I don't know. That's some underground stuff right there. I should have said this 7 minutes ago, but this is WMUC-FM, College Park. You're listening to New York House Groove. I'm your host, Paul Gould. Thank you so much for joining. We're doing a bit of a different format today. As you can probably tell, I'm not live mixing like I usually do, because I didn't put together a track list for this week because of the holiday and some travel. So I'm just playing a bunch of tracks that I feel like it and that I listen to just on my day-to-day. So this is not a track that's in heavy rotation, but this is a beautiful, beautiful track that was recorded in the 80s, I believe, and then it was put out on the artist's own label. They founded their own label just to put out this record, and it was the only record they released. There's a very, very nice article about it, which I can give you the title of in a second. But it's... And it was sort of lost for years and years and years. 1988. By the Vinyl Factory, how Emerson's mythical 1988 Electro Boogie album was unearthed for the first time. If you like the track and you like sort of learning about the history of music from that time period and just what people went through to get their music out there and put their art out into the world so that people could enjoy it, highly recommend. So this is Sending All My Love Out by Emerson.
I just
That was Sending All My Love Out by Emerson. And like I said, the article from the Vinyl Factory about how that album was made, recorded in 10 days, but never saw the light of day until 31 years later. Great, great story. Next up is Beautiful by Ndinga Gaba. How am I going to pronounce this? Jadeen Veda and Josh Milan of Blaze.
Beautiful.
That was Beautiful by Ndinga Gabba. And I think, yeah, I think the name says it all. It's a beautiful, beautiful track. Next up is an artist who I think he's sort of like your artist's, your favorite DJ's favorite producer. He's done releases on Injuna Deep, most prominently. A whole bunch. I mean, he's been releasing tracks for, I think, more than 15 years now. He was on a... I don't know the name. At any rate, here's Vincenzo with his latest track, Girls on Top. Thank you. All right, so that was Girls on Top by Vincenzo, and I did some research in the during the track there. So he first started performing in 2006. He's based out of Berlin, but he performs all over Europe and the United States. The video where one of his tracks was shown is a series put together by a YouTube channel called Telecom Electronic Beats TV. They do sort of... They bring on a bunch of DJs and have them listen to tracks. They don't tell them the name of the artist or the track itself. They have to guess the artist and the track based on the sections, the clips of the song that they hear. And so one of Vincenzo's was featured there, and Dam Swindle sort of got it right away, and he started talking about how much they love Vincenzo. And so, yeah, so that's his, not even his latest track anymore. That came out 2 weeks ago, but... He's been putting stuff out since. So this is another song that I've been listening to so much this summer. I absolutely love it. I love the energy. I love the upbeat. It's All That I Give by DJ Sonic. Yeah, so that was All That I Give, DJ Sonic. First released in 2002 on Hyde Track, so you can get it for $2 on Discogs. Go and get it. What do I want to play next? Let's say... been listening to a lot of sort of Latin house over the summer. That's been the vibe in the car. Played that 2 weeks ago. Yeah. No, we won't do that. Oh yeah, this one. So yeah. This is Antonio Ocasio. He does a lot of releases that get played by Joe Clasell. This is one from 2001, released on Tribal Winds Records, and this is Sunsplash, the Dusk Mix. Thank you. So that was Antonio Ocasio with Sunsplash. I had a track picked out for next, and I don't really feel it anymore. I have, like, Spotify playlists that I just curate around different themes, like, sort of, this one's nice. This is Oozin' by The Rurals. So it wouldn't be a full set by me if I didn't have some Ron Trent in there. That was Nuit Sonore. Sonore is French, by Café Crème, the Ron Trent remix. So that's pretty much our show today. There's only time for one more short track. This next one is a song by an Ethiopian artist. Her name is Gigi. She's very, very popular in Ethiopia, as I understand. I remember hearing this track for the first time in a coffee shop on H Street. I don't remember the name now, but it's an Ethiopian coffee shop, and they play, like, mostly Ethiopian music, and I just thought her voice was so incredible. The production quality is amazing. Here it is. This is Khan by Gigi.
Some